The May 21st elections in Los Angeles will bring a new mayor to the city and new representatives to four of the city's 15 council seats. In South LA, this will mean definite changes. Councilwoman Jan Perry has represented the city's 9th district for the past 12 years, but because of term limits, she can't run again.
So we live in this time of term limits, so our time is very, very limited. It takes a long time to get things built and to get things funded. You have to work under enormous time pressure.
Perry had hoped to have more time in LA city politics. She ran for mayor in the primary. She received wide support in her own district and among African American voters. But citywide, Perry came in with just about 58,000 votes, putting her in fourth place, not enough to make the May runoffs. Now Perry has endorsed her fellow city council member and former mayoral opponent, Eric Garcetti.
His story is similar to mine. And so for me, it was a fairly easy choice once I was out of the race to turn to the person whose agenda most closely resembled my agenda for moving communities forward.
During her time in office, Perry prides herself on helping to create some 5,000 units of affordable housing, championing the Central Avenue Jazz Festival, promoting the creation of public parks and wetlands in South LA, and supporting large development projects like the proposed University Village shopping complex near USC. But some feel Perry has been too focused on large development. Here's Quanchez Edwards from the South LA Democrats.
That's the lingering issue, which is like, how do you leverage the power of downtown, especially with AEG still being in that part of CD9? How do you leverage that to help the entire council district?
Perry defends herself against charges that she's too soft on developers, saying that standing up for development projects has been her method for boosting her district's economy. Perry has tended to seek the support of businesses over unions, and that's something that sets her apart. While her mayoral opponents Garcetti and Wendy Gruel sought union endorsements, Perry vowed to reform city employee pension plans. Perry is known for being fiscally conservative but socially liberal, and that sometimes puts her in a political balancing act. Kokai Kwaji Tahiti, chair of the South LA Power Coalition, says Perry has become known for sticking to her opinions, even when they're unpopular.
Her legacy was that she was willing to, you know, be a staunch advocate for those issues that she really believed in. Whether you agreed with her or not, you were going to know where she stood.
One tough position Perry took came in 2006, when 350 families were evicted from their 14-acre community farm in South LA. The land's owner, developer Ralph Horowitz, had promised to open factories and bring jobs to the area. Perry's role in closing the South Central farm was criticized in the 2008 documentary, The Garden.
Jan Perry did a backroom deal.
Jan Perry, come on down!
But Perry says she has made amends with the families involved.
I had some pretty amazing experiences with the gardeners or the farmers, and we've become friends. And they're all down at the new farm further south. Off of Avalon.
A more recent challenge for Perry came last year when redistricting interfered with her vision for community and economic development. When District 9 was redrawn, it lost affluent parts of downtown. It was left with South Central LA, and it gained other impoverished neighborhoods like Watts.
It's a district that was separated by redistricting, and so its economic engine, which was downtown, has been separated from the southern part of the district.
Perry lives downtown and got cut out of her own district when the boundaries moved. Perry has been criticized for putting too much focus on her own neighborhood. Kwaji Tahiti says all of Perry's CD9 predecessors have paid more attention to downtown than South LA.
There has been a continued reliance on what they call trickle-down economics. Is losing downtown is actually a blessing in disguise, because downtown does not exist in the way that it did once to overshadow South LA. This district is now overwhelmingly South LA.
Whether downtown siphoned political attention from neighboring communities or not, cutting it out of the district did change things. Without downtown, the median household income of CD9 dropped dramatically. Perry says her successor's biggest challenge will be to work around those economic disadvantages.
It's going to be really critical to have somebody who already knows what they're doing and can walk in the door and understand, you know, how to get federal funds and how to write grants and how to push a project through a development process.
That someone, Perry says, is California State Senator Curran Price Jr.
That's much better, because I want you to get out there and I want you to walk with Curran Price and talk.
Price is running against former council aide Ana Cubas. Perry is currently the only woman on LA's city council. If Price takes over her seat, the next city council could be all male. Perry says diversity was a consideration that made endorsing a successor a difficult choice.
Sure, it worries me. I think diversity is important. But, you know, you can't just elect someone based on their race or their ethnicity or their gender. And I think that you have to be, you know, analytical about it.
The most important thing, Perry says, will be finding someone who can get work done in a district with limited resources before their term is up. Now that Perry's term is over and her mayoral run has also come to an end, she says she's not sure what she'll do next. But, she says, she'll stay in politics. Catherine Davis, Annenberg Radio News.